Saw a lot of websites, but Richard, how do you source your deals?
Sure. Well, what Jacob was saying is really true. The only tech company we've invested in 16 years, like startup tech company, is because we knew the founder well, and he had exited the exact same fintech model from a bank and walked out because they weren't really treating him really well. So he started the same model in the same industry, you know, same profit margins, et cetera, and he exited to a billionaire 18 months later because of what you just said. So I think that's just such a strong point for people here in the room to take note of. But we've got 7 different ways that we structure deals better than we used to. One is if you pay a broker 50% more or double their normal fee, they're probably cool to show you the deal for 90 minutes before they shoot it out to their list. Probably other people are too cheap to do that, and the deal might be way better than other deals you're used to seeing. So who cares if you pay an extra 1% or 2% if you're seeing the best deals first and you have 30 minutes to put your thumb up or not on that deal. Second one is to influence influencers who kind of run your space, the top CPAs, expo owners, you know, just podcast hosts, etc. The next one is to be part of 3 to 5 different niche communities. Like maybe one is Family Office Club, but maybe one is an association of dry cleaner owners that, you know, it costs $10,000 or $20,000 a year to join. So only people that are serious in the business and have assets you might want to buy would be a member. The next one is to acquire strategic choke points. We're going to talk about that tomorrow afternoon. The next one is to be laser focused, like Thomas focusing on tech and life science. Makes it really clear. Bridget's focus really clear. Would love Bridget for your female investors to be coming to our event so we can figure out how to work together on that and get them here in the room. I think it's good for everybody. And then, you know, add the most value in your industry. Add the most value as quick as you can to potential asset owners you talk to. And the final one is just run a deal origination process, like identify your strike zone and say, okay, we want to invest in the stem cell centers in Austin that are profitable. Let's figure out what 18 exist, and let's make a spreadsheet of them, their contact details, and systematically reach out and originate off-market deal flow, whether they're looking for capital or not. If you've had an exit before in the niche and you're a strategic investor, you can get them to get you onto their cap table if you're going to add a lot of value and grow them, whether they're actively raising or not. So those are the strategies we use.
Join the Family Office Club by visiting familyoffices.com. We look forward to seeing you at our next live event.